orchestra is that they, you never always know who's going to be playing. The band that we had yesterday, two of the musicians play on the East Alsted softball team, and there was a playoff game this afternoon, so they had to leave. And three others had to go to Pinewoods. So, but there's always, that's one of the things about the Canterbury Orchestra, there's always somebody available to play. There's 50 of us, so we don't have too much trouble finding musicians. When I first became exposed to this music, I was working on a dairy farm over in Fremont, New Hampshire, which is near Exeter. And the man that I worked for, Jonathan Quimby, played a fiddle, and we used to have dances in the farmhouse. And while I was bottling milk, or washing bottles, or watching the pasteurizer, I had a little harmonica, and I used to take and learn the tunes that way. And the first tune that I learned to play was The Rakes of Mallow. It was a fairly common tune. I'm going to play that for you now. Now, this harmonica is not the kind that I had then. The kind that I had then was those little ones that you could put in your pocket. But those little ones that you put in your pocket, the various keys, are always hard to find when you want them. So I got one put on a spoke. It's sort of a Cadillac of the harmonica world. Thanks. Then, of course, we began to get into the music more, and I learned to dance there, and I learned to dance at Norfolk County Agricultural School, and eventually I got dragged to some folk festivals. I went to the New England Folk Festival, and the first one that I went to, I remember the music really, really hit me, and one of the things that I was attracted to was the, there was two old fiddlers and a couple of young ones, and there was an accordion player there, and he was just had a magnetic personality, the way he played and the way he carried on. And he used to come down wearing a striped jersey and white pants, and he had steel gray hair. It was black, just beginning to gray at the temples, and he used to play the accordion and hoop and holler. And at the end of the dance, I remember we went. It was held at the Boston YWCA on the fifth floor, and we went downstairs, my mother and my father and my sisters, and went down the stairs, and our car was parked up to the right, up in the section of Boston there, and evidently Bob's car was parked down to the left, and just like a Pied Piper, we automatically went to the left and followed him all the way down the street, as he was whistling and hollering as he went down the street. Anyway, his music really affected me, and then I went to a dance up in New Hampshire one night, up in Peterborough, and there was Bob and the band, and the band had a really tremendous sound. It was two fiddles and a string bass and a piano, and Bob playing the accordion. And it was much different than the music in Boston. It was much slower, very more pulsating type of tempo. And so I decided that I wanted to learn to play the accordion, but I didn't do too much about it until one night I went to a dance in Hancock, and Bob wasn't there. And I had no idea where he was gone. The music didn't sound the same. And I went up to Ralph Page and asked him where he was, and Ralph said that Bob had gone back in the Marines and was in Guadalcanal, and I figured I'd never see him again. So I bought an accordion and learned how to play. And what this next tune I'd like to play is I'll be playing the accordion. I'm going to have Bob on the piano because I want it to sound something like what it did back in those days. I'm going to play Haste of the Wind. This is the guy, by the way. This is Bob McCullen here. Sort of responsible for starting the whole issue here.
Haste to the wedding, just myself and Penny. Where's Ken? And Bob, all right? I'm going to get my mic. Yeah.
In the band in those days, there was a Frenchman playing the piano. His name was Johnny Twombly. And Bob was on the accordion. Dick Richardson and Russ Allen were playing violins, and Junior Richardson was playing string bass. This will be a close idea of what it sounded like. I used to take and I learned to call dances shortly after that, and I used, you know, whoever I could get for an orchestra, and once in a while I was able to get that band when Ralph Page wasn't using them for a particular dance. I was able to get that orchestra, but there were other times when I couldn't. I was playing for dances in Nelson, and I used to use Albert Quigley and Linwood Payne to play for the music for the dances. And one time I went to a cocktail party in the afternoon in Nelson, and I had my little harmonica with me, and somebody said, "You ought to meet Newt Tolman." And they dragged me over to a corner, and there was this man about 55 years old, played a flute. And that, and I, you know, I played a couple of tunes with him, and that introduced to me the usage of the flute in the dance band, which we've had off and on ever since then. And we've had a string of flute players. Right now we've got about 15 that we can, you know, that I can call upon to play the flute. And on this one, I don't have Newt Tolman with me, but I have Deanna Stiles from Concord, New Hampshire, and she's going to play the flute. We're going to do Fisher's Hornpipe.
Okay. super well rehearsed.
Well, then that was the start of it. That's how it got going. And sooner or later, we had a whole slew of musicians playing for us. And it now sometimes gets, well, last night at the dance downtown, we had 22 people playing. And I'd like to have all the musicians out for this. Is Walter Loeb in the audience, by the way? I'd like him to come play the fiddle. Where is he? Oh, great. All right. Okay, good. One of the things that used to happen to the dancers, in those days, we don't do it anymore, but Ralph used to say to the orchestra, call them on. And they used to play 8 measures of any particular tune just about as fast as they possibly could. Like I'd say, Dick would turn to the orchestra and say, give him a little bit of Girl Left Behind Me, and he'd do it as fast as he could. Then they'd laugh like hell, because most of the orchestra come out ahead of the other ones, and the dancers would rush onto the floor. Anyway, one of the tunes that he used to use to call them on with was a tune called Scotch Hornpipe. And the piano player had another name for it. He called it Who's a Hot Shots. I don't know why he called it Who's Your Hot Shots. But anyway, this is Scotch Hornpipe, and that's what we're going to do now.
Wait a minute. Low D chord.
This guy, you notice probably by now, no longer has steel gray hair. His hair is all white. That was 25 years ago when I first met him.
Rusty.
Something always new happens in the orchestra. In about the 3 years I've been playing,
this is a medley of 3 tunes, and we're short on time, so I won't tell you the titles. I'll just try to do them for you, and hopefully I won't snap a string on this the way I did the banjo.
Thank you.
And drumming. All right, you want to start, Ken? Another thing, of course, that people get interested
in. If you don't know by now, this is Alan Stoll.
But he kicked her and he cuffed her until she could not stand him. Alan Stowe on the fiddle.
It was really Alan Stowe.
It was really Alan Stowe.
It wasn't Lydia Drack.
That's a tambura that Billy has in his hand, which is a Macedonian instrument. We're going to do an Armenian song, and the translation is, my beautiful one, my beautiful girl is angry with me, and she won't show herself to me. Her voice is like a nightingale's voice, but she won't let me hear it. Show yourself, my dear, you reindeer of the mountains. Don't you know that I would sacrifice myself for you? Sisters in the corner. We're going to do a song that we did on Friday, but it certainly bears repeating. It's a song written by Peggy Seeger called I'm going to be an engineer. Yay, and yay also that it's going to be not in the next issue of Sing Out, but the Sing Out After. And so you can pick up your copy of Sing Out and have a good time reading it and learn Peggy Seeger's song. And tell her how much you liked it. Because you will. Where am I moving it to? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We learned it from her last summer when she was in England. I don't think she's recorded it yet.
Up some folklore.
some what?
Folklore.
Some folklore. No. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? The duty is, your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Oh, dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo, that's what to do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read, some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl is sure to need, to while away the extra time until it's time to breathe. And then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. So I became a typist and I study on the sly, working out the day and night so I could qualify. And every time the boss come in, he pinched me on the thigh. He says, I've never had an engineer. And the boss, he says, I treat you as a lady. It's the duty of the staff for to give the boss a whirl. The wages that you get are crummy, maybe, but it's all you get because you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no voice, you get no choice. You just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. That's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with loving recreation. Spent my day in school so he could get his education. Now he's an engineer. Oh, Jimmy says, I know you'll be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. As soon as Jimmy got a job, I studied hard again. Then busy at me turret lathe a year or so, and then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy said to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. Now you owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you've got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, or mend a sock, or sweep a floor or two. Listening to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Oh, I only wish that I could be a lady. I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. Wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. Oh, what price for a woman? You can buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay. You get a cook or a nurse, for better or worse. You don't need a purse when a lady is sold. Now times are getting harder and my Jimmy's got the sack. So I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. I'm a third class citizen, my wages tell me that. But I'm a first class engineer. And the boss, he says, I pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You've got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch or tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you've got no brain. Go down the drain like a lady today. I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my husband and I sent him through to school. If I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby. As a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. I'll fight them as an engineer.
Yeah. 10 from what, 20?
Huh?
You only said it'd be 20 minutes.
That's right. You have 9 minutes left.
I need another guitar. The E string is slowly sinking in the west. Chicken, chicken, you're too high to roost for me. Chicken, 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 come on out of that tree. Chicken, 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 you're too high to roost for me. See, that's the way it begins. H, the second letter in. I am the third. C, that's to season the bird. K, that's to kill him in. E, I'm near the end. C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That's the way to spell chicken. Now, if you sing this song with me, you'll have learned a whole song. That's all there is to that. Just one verse. So let's give it a try. Chicken, chicken, you're too high to roost for me. Chicken, chicken, you're too high to roost for me. Chicken, oh, chicken, come on out of that tree. Chicken, 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 you're too high to roost for me. Oh, let's try that part again. Chicken, chicken, you're too high to roost for me. Chicken, chicken, come on out of that tree. Chicken, 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 you're too high to roost for me. See, that's the way it begins. The second letter in. And the third. That's to... That's to kill him in. I'm near the C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That's the way to spell chicken. Come on, chicken, chicken, you're too high to roost for me. Chicken, oh, chicken, come on out of that tree. Chicken, 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 you're too high to roost for me. See that you can't really ever decide what to do. Is Jay Unger here? Just count three, four, two, three, four on that break part so you'll know where it is.
One, two, three, four.
Jews' harps! Okay, I'm gonna call out. Whatever you play, all right? Spoons! Just... Just shoes. What else do we have? Mouth harps. Mouth harps. Not jaws harps. Okay, I see somebody with a tambourine. Let's try that one. Tambourine and flutes. Everybody else quiet! Imitate your favorite cartoon character. Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Thank you. I'd like to dedicate this next song to all the campers that are here.
That's the people she's talking about. This is a song, I always like this one. It's about, sometimes you just get so hassled with what's going on, working, you just want to get away. And that's what this song is about. And it seems like we live in a small town in Connecticut, and I know that up the road a piece, they're building at least 3 developments, just all at once, 3. All know those beautiful fields, and it's time to move on. But I love this song because it says, if only you could pack up everything you love and everyone who'd ever been your friend, keep them close to you, the things that make you strong, got to carry them with you around the bend. It was written by Jerry Jeff Walker.
First song that we ever wrote. It's got kind of a nice chorus that you could pick up on.
Let's sing the chorus first. I'll sing it first for you, just once. Pretty easy, I think you'll catch on.
Where are we going? Can the clouds provide an answer? If we fall, mm-hmm. the shawl with busy fingers as she runs from pursuing afternoon. Where are we going? Can the clouds provide an answer? And will the flowers catch us if we fall?
About 6 months ago, I guess it was, we wrote a cereal commercial, which is one of the other things that we do. And it was never used, but it sure was fun. I won't tell you the name of the product, but I think if you listen real close, you'll be able to pick up on it or pick it up at your store.
It's the crunch that takes you to lunch. Yeah, it's the crunch that takes you to lunch. Well, it's the crunch,
crunch, crunch, crunch
that takes you to lunch.
Yeah, it's the crunch that
takes
you to lunch.
Well, it's the crunch
that takes you
to lunch.
It's vitamin fortified.
Natural, crunchy, nut-like flavor.
You could feed it to your bird. Keeps you regular.
Grape nuts. I used to eat them when I was a kid.
Well, it's the crunch
that takes
yeah,
you. Takes you to lunch.
Well, it's the crunch
that takes you to
that
lunch.
Takes you to lunch.
And that's the truth. Do we have any Malvina Reynolds fans here? Yes?
Okay.
Anybody know Morningtown Ride? Yes? Okay. Slow.
show that all is well. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay, all bound for morning town, many miles away. Maybe it is a rainin' where our train will ride,
but all the little travelers are safe and warm inside.
Somewhere there is sunshine, somewhere there is day, somewhere there is morning town, many miles away. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay, all bound for morning town, many miles away. Rockin', rollin', ridin' out along the bay,
song that we're going to sing is one that I think kind of sums up the way we feel about Fox Hollow. We've never been here before, but it seems as though we have. All the people are so wonderful, and I think they've done such a beautiful job running the festival. Right. And I think this song says what a lot of you who have been here before feel also.
And it's so hard to leave you now that I've seen your face again. And it's so hard to leave you now that I've felt your soul. I remember you from when I was a child, and you know I never could forget you. You haven't changed a bit, and I've grown and felt so much, but now I see you differently, and it's so
Mark just handed me something and wanted to know if it was appropriate. I think it's very appropriate. Margaret Berry is going to be at Cafe Lena August 7th and 8th. You know who Margaret Berry is? Hear her. Okay, I don't have any notes on this next group, and it's, I must tell you, yeah, we're going to go into a number and arrange the stage here. Last weekend, I was at the National Festival in Washington, D.C., and we were dealing with a very large art center sort of auditorium, and I was making up pieces of paper and five copies of microphone charts for performers, and two of the guys that are up in the booth up here were there, and they know what I'm talking about. And this is one of those things, it's very complicated. It's like a rock band setup, but it isn't. There are no electric instruments, and we have to really... This is their road manager right here, and he knows exactly what to do, and I don't know anything because they just came down the hill. So, okay. Is that pretty close?
That's, yeah. Now we just
Where do you want these?
One for second group, and that one just a little.
Hello, my name is Andy Spence. I'm in charge of the work crew for the festival, and I want to publicly thank the teenagers from the Niskayuna Folk Club who worked so hard in the information booth and who put together this small skit so that you could find out what you lost. We also know that you've lost some things. Give them a big hand, folks. Those are the same teenagers that put on a folk festival for the first time in Niskayuna High School. And I believe it was March. Yeah, right. There are some other things that have been found and some other things that have been lost, and we're trying to get them together. So if there's anything that you've lost that you need, please report it to the information booth. I'd also like to thank, at this time, the Pickin' and Singin' Gathering, all 80 of them, who have been working for 4 days on this festival in the parking lot, on the garbage crew, at the camp gate, and in the craft area to keep us all happy and cheerful. Thank you, Pickin' and Singin' Gathering.
And that was Andy Spence, without whose coordination of many, many activities and volunteers and workers and hair-pulling sessions and things, without all the things that Andy has done, this festival would not exist. She also sells nice things in her front hall. Okay, we are coming to... that time of Sunday afternoon when we are going to say there isn't much time left, and we do have one performer left. So I will say to you, we'll tell you a couple of things after he's on. He promises to sing one song, but it may be a long one. If you choose to leave during the applause, remember to pick up something and drop it in the tin cans up there. And you can eat and things like that, and the evening's program will start at 7:30. Lost and Found and Information Booth are up there. If you need to find a friend, go look for him right after Michael Cooney finishes singing.
That makes it worse. Let him go. That's right. My concept of this music has always been sitting on the front porch singing about 5 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock. And somewhere the baby is crying, so it's traditional.
Hey.
I'm going to sing you an old ballad. It's a Scottish ballad, sort of. This goes back to story. The essence of the story goes back to Greek mythology. It's very old. And the line runs through many, the folklore of many countries. Same story.
Oh, I forbid you maidens all that wear gold in your hair to come or go by cart or shay, for young Tamlane is there, my love, young Tamlane is there. There's none that goes by cart or shay, but they leave him a wad, either their rings or their green mantles, or else their maidenhead, my love, or else their maidenhead. May Marguerite sat in her castle tower, sewing her silken seam. She's looked from out her high window, and she saw the leaves growing green, my love. She saw the leaves growing green. She's let the seam drop to her foot, the needle to her toe, and she's away to Cartershay as fast as she can go, my love, as fast as she can go. She had not pulled at Cartershay a rose but barely three, when up there started young Tamlane, says, let the roses be, my love, let the roses be. Oh, why pull'st thou the rose, Margaret? And why breaks thou the wand? And why comes thou to Cartershay without my command, my love, without my command? Oh, Cartershay, it is my own. My father gave it me, and I will pull the rose, she said, and ask no leave of thee, my love, ask no leave of thee. He's taken her by the milk-white hand among the leaves so green, and what they did I cannot say. The green leaves were between, my love, the green leaves were between. Now that you've had your will of me, come tell to me your name. But she nothing heard and nothing saw, and all the woods grew dim, my love, all the woods grew dim. May Marguerite's kilted her green, green skirt a little above her knee, and she's away to her father's hall as fast as she can he, my love, as fast as she can he. Oh, 24 ladies fair were playing at the chess, and out it's come Lady Margaret, as green as any glass, my love, as green as any glass. And 24 ladies fair were playing at the ball. And out it's come, fair Lady Margaret, once the flower of all my love. She was once the flower of all. And out then spoke her old waiting maid, and she spoke meek and mild. Never, alas, sweet Margaret, she said, I think thou goest with child, my love. I think thou goest with child. If that, oh, out then spoke an old gray knight, lay over the castle wall. And ever, alas, sweet Margaret, for thee, but we'll be blamed for all, my love. We'll be blamed for all. Oh, hold your tongue, you ill-faced knight, an ill death may you deem. Father my child, on whom I will, I'll father none on thee. I'll father none on thee. And out then spoke her old father dear, and he spoke meek and mild. And ever, alas, sweet Margaret, he said, I think thou goest with child, my love. I think thou goest with child. If that I go with child, father, myself must bear the blame. There's never a lord about your hall shall get my baby's name, my love, shall get my baby's name. If my true love were an earthly knight, as he's an elf in gray, I would not trade my own true love for any lord here today, my love, for any lord here today. The horse that my true love rides on is lighter than the wind. With silver he is shod before, with burning gold behind, my love, with burning gold behind. And out then spoke her old mother dear, and ever, alas, said she, I know an herb in the merry greenwood, 'twill scathe thy babe from thee, my love, 'twill scathe thy babe from thee. May Marguerite braided her yellow hair a little above her breast, she's away to Cartershay without a moment's rest, my love, without a moment's rest. She had not pulled at Cartershay an herb but barely one, when up there started young Tamlane. Says, leave the herbs alone, my love, leave the herbs alone. And why pull'st thou that bitter herb among the leaves so green? And all to kill that bonny wee babe that we got us between, my love, that we got us between. Come tell to me the truth, Tamlane, a truth we will not lie. If ever you were a mortal man and christened the same as I, my love, christened the same as I. Oh, I will tell the truth, Margaret, a truth we will not lie. Truth, I've been in holy chapel and christened the same as thee, my love, christened the same as thee. christened the same as thee. But once it fell upon a day, as hunting I did ride, as I rode east and I rode west, strange chance did me betide, my love, strange chance did me betide. There blew a drowsy, drowsy wind, and sleep upon me fell. The queen of fairies, she was there, and she took me to herself, my love, she took me to herself. And never would I tire, Margaret, in fairyland to dwell, for pleasant is the fairyland, but an eerie tale to tell, my love, an eerie tale to tell. For I, at every 7 years, they pay the tithe to hell, and I'm so fair and full of flesh, I'm afraid 'twill be myself, my love, afraid 'twill be myself. The night is Halloween, Margaret, the morn is Halloday, and win me, and you will, and for all I know, you may, my love, for all I know you may. Just at the murk and midnight hour, the fairy folk will ride, and they that would their true love win, 2 miles cross they must bide, my love, 2 miles cross they must bide. But how shall I thee ken, Tamlane? How shall I thee know? Among so many unearthly knights, the like I never saw, my love, the like I never saw. Oh, first let by the black, black steed, and then let by the brown, and haste ye to the milk-white steed, and pull the rider down, my love, pull the rider down. For I'll be on the milk-white steed with a gold star in my crown, because I was an earthly knight, they gave me that renown, my love, they gave me that renown. My left hand will be gloved, Margaret, my right hand will be bare, and cocked up shall my helmet be. No doubt I will be there, my love, no doubt I will be there. And they will change me in your arms into many a beast so wild, but hold me fast and fear me not, I'm the father of your child, my love, I'm the father of your child. And they will turn me in your arms into the red hot iron, but hold me fast and fear me not, I'll do to you no harm, my love, I'll do to you no harm. And they will turn me in your arms into a dreadful snake, but hold me fast and fear me not, for I'm to be your make, my love, I'm to be your make. At last they'll turn me in your arms into the burning lead, throw me into clear well water, throw me in with speed, my love, throw me in with speed, and then I'll turn your own true love. I'll turn a naked night, cover me with your own green mantle, and cover me out of sight, my love, cover me out of sight. Gloomy, gloomy was the night, and eerie was the way, when Margaret in her own green mantle, 2 miles cross she did gay, my love, 2 miles cross she did gay. And about the middle of the night, she heard the bridles ring, and Margaret was as glad of that as any mortal thing, my love, as any mortal thing. She first let by the black, black steed, she then let by the brown, but quickly she ran to the milk-white steed and pulled the rider down, my love, pulled the rider down. And thunder rolled across the sky, and the stars they burned like day, and out then spoke the queen of fairies, crying, young Tamlane away, my love, young Tamlane's away. They turned him to a bear so bold, and to a lion wild. She held him fast, she feared him not. He was the father of her child, my love, the father of her child. They changed him in her arms to iron like hot fire. She held him fast and feared him not. He was her heart's desire, my love. He was her heart's desire. And then they turned him in her arms into a hissing snake. She held him fast, she feared him not. He was to be her make, my love. He was to be her make. At last they turned him in her arms into the burning lead. She threw him into clear well water and threw him in with speed, my love, threw him in with speed. And then he turned a naked knight, she young Tamlane did win. She covered him with her own green mantle, as blithe's a bird in spring, my love, as blithe's a bird in spring. And out then spoke the queen of fairies, an angry queen was she, saying she has taken the fairest knight in all my company, my love, in all my company. And out then spoke the queen of fairies, 'twas out of a bush of broom, saying she that has taken young Tamlane has gotten a stately groom, my love, has gotten a stately groom. And out then spoke the queen of fairies, 'twas out of a bush of rye, saying woe betide that ill-faced girl, an ill death may she die, my love, an ill death may she die. And if I had only known Tamlane, what now I've understood. I'd have torn out your two gray eyes and put in two of wood, my love, put in two of wood. And if I had known last night, Tamlane, what today I have known, I'd have torn out thy heart of flesh, put in a heart of stone, my love, put in a heart of stone. If I'd but half the wit yestreen that I have bought today, I'd have paid my tithe seven times to hell ere ye'd been won away, my love, ere ye'd been won away.
I just heard a very quiet Moore from the front row. Thank you. Thank you. Michael thanks you. We all thank you. I thank you for sharing yourselves and your ears and your hearts. It's been a really nice day. Matt Reich and Lori Lambert, report to the parking lot immediately if you can get there ahead of the drivers that are headed for the parking lot. North Carolina license DZB187 is a Toyota station wagon. It has its lights on in the parking lot, and if you intend to stay here and leave, you better turn them off or the battery will be gone. Okay, here's the man. The information booth is a gathering place all evening for those of you who are looking for others of you. The information, the bulletin board there has information about all kinds of things, including where you can meet a friend or pick up somebody or get a ride and things of that sort. If you have a notice on there that no longer is good, please take it off so that there'll be more room for the things that have to be on there. I believe that if you want to go down to the Methodist Church in Petersburg, that they're serving a meal down there. Otherwise, there is food at Shuji's and at the Petersburg Town food booth right up here in the building, and we'll see you at 7:30.